Little red said they would get on you if you go out in the woods.
Chinch bug.
What's that like?
It's a little red bug.
Uh-huh.
Chiggers. Is that what you call them?
Uh-huh. What's a chinch?
Chinch bug. Or chiggers.
Is chinch bug, what's the name in Spanish? Is that?
I don't know, they don't have them in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
That I know of.
And something that hops around in the grass.
Grasshoppers.
You ever heard them called hopper grass?
No.
And an insect that's got shiny wings and a hard beak to it, and it's supposed to eat mosquitoes. It'll be around damp places. Like around a stream or creek or something. You ever heard of dragonfly or snake doctor?
Dragonfly.
Any other name for that?
No.
What about mosquito hawk or?
No.
And what kinds of insects will sting you?
Bees.
Mm-hmm.
Mosquitoes. Ants.
Mm-hmm. What else similar to the bee? What about something that builds a nest?
Are you talking hives?
No.
Huh?
What about something that builds a nest along the side of a house or a building?
A bee, but it's a different type of a bee. You distinguish between a honeybee and the other type, a wasp.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
Talking about several of those, you talk about several.
Wasp.
What about something that builds a nest like this, hanging from a tree?
A bumblebee.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear about horn?
Hornbee.
Hornet.
No, hornet. Yeah.
What's a hornet like?
I don't know.
Is something you just read about?
Yeah.
What about a yellow jacket?
Yeah, I've heard of yellow jacket, but that would be a wasp.
Mm-hmm. Where do they build their nest?
On the side of the house, mm-hmm. or side of a tree. Or...
And say if you hadn't cleaned a room in a while, up in the ceiling, in the corner, you might find a...
Webs.
Okay, what kinds of webs?
Spider webs.
Mm-hmm. And if they're outside across the bush, you call them...
Webs, yeah.
And the part of the tree that grows under the ground is called the...
Roots?
Do you ever hear of using certain kinds of roots or vines for medicine?
Yeah.
Do you remember what some of them
are? No.
And the kind of tree that you tap for syrup?
Maple tree.
Okay. What would you call a big group of those growing together?
An orchard of maple or maple?
Okay.
An orchard of
and
maple.
Kind of a tree that's got long white limbs and white scaly bark that you can peel off. It's got little knobs or balls on it. Have you ever heard of a sycamore
tree?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Do they grow around here?
No.
What sort of trees grow around here?
Arizona ash. Mesquite tree, the native trees, you want the native trees.
Mm-hmm.
Mesquite trees would be the native tree that grows around here.
Mm-hmm.
And huizaches.
What?
A huizache. But I don't know what it'd be. I think it's the same, they use the same term in English, yeah. A huizache. It's H-U-S-I-C-H-E.
Uh-huh.
And then you see some oaks, but very little oak trees. Very few.
What about a flowering bush or shrub that's got pink and white flowers on it? You ever heard of spoonwood or mountain laurel or rhododendron? What about the tree that you planted out in your yard? The one that's going to have the big white...
Flowers?
Yeah.
Magnolia tree?
Okay. You ever heard another name for him? Calico tree?
No.
And the kind of tree George Washington cut down?
Cherry tree.
And this is a shrub or bush. It's got the leaves turn bright red in the fall. It's got clusters of berries on it.
A berry tree?
Did you ever hear of sumac or shumac?
No.
And kind of berries that grow around here?
Wild berries.
Uh-huh. What kind of berries would you get at the store? What about the